Baruch Hu will give you money. For Yosef Bem Stock, and you'll be able to do Stock with it. The main thing is you have to have a will. If you have a will, there'll be a way to give the Stock. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamtiloi B'nei Yodom HaMahugonim Lasas Lem Stock. K'dei L'kabel Leim Schar. Scharoi, like if you really want to do this mitzvah, you really have to be cheshik. You want to do the mitzvah, not just time, you know you have to, you want to get rid of it. But if you really want to do the mitzvah, so b'schuz zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that people that really need the money will come to you. Like it's a big kunst to give tzedakah to the right place that the person really needs it. So if you're a person that you really want to do the mitzvah, Hashem will give you the reward back that you'll be able to give it to a person that really needs it, a real tzedakah. My now, what does it mean, lafuk, the kabaskar, sorry. Lafukim, what does it mean, lafuk? What does it mean, like, what's not called a good tzedakah? Lafukim, the Dorish Rabba, the way Rabba darshin. The Dorish Rabba, Rabba darshin. My just, what does the pasuk say in Yimiyo? The yiyu, mukhsholim, lefunecho, v'yesa pecho, subhem. That if you'll be mukhshol, you have a stumbling block, even at the times of anger. We'll soon see. So, Omer Yimiyo, lefunecho, kodesh baruchu. Yimiyo said to Hashem, Rebbeinu shel olam, afilu b'shoah she'kayfen es Yitzroy, like these Rishoyim, even at the time when they could hold back the Yitzhara, or mevakshem lasat tzedakah lefanecha, and they want to give tzedakah right now, they want to do something good. So Yimyor was davening to Hashem, hechshilam b'vnayodim she'enam agonim. Hashem, please don't let them give good tzedakah. Let phonies come in front of them that they'll give the money to a phony. Kadesh lo yikavlo leim schar, in order that these Rishoyim should not receive schar for giving tzedakah. In other words, it's a big kunst. If you give tzedakah to a person that really needs it to a chashuv tzedakah, your schar is much greater. That's called the real tzedakah. But there are different needs. To give it to the people that really need it is a tremendous chus. So you have to be zeicher for that. So therefore, a person that really wants to do the mitzvah l'shmoah, Hashem will give him this chus, he'll be able to really do the mitzvah. Whereas other people that don't care about it so much, sometimes they're not zeicher to do the mitzvah. Or not to do the mitzvah, they don't get that much schar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, kol harogu lasat tzedaka, whoever's rogling giving tzedaka, zoicha heaven lebonim bali chochma, your children will be bali chochma, bali yosha, they'll be rich, bali agoda, they'll know how to say hagodas, they know agoda, but now, bali chochma, how do we know they become bali chochma? The pasuk says, yim tzachayim, as we have before, yim tzachayim, they'll find chayim. So chayim means tzedaka. It means chochma, that's yim tzachayim. So if you give tzedakah, it's a schuz there, your kids will be chachamim. Balu yosha, they'll be rich. They'll receive tzedakah, that the lost will have money. Balu yagod, they'll receive v'chavoyd, ksiv. Hocho, v'chavoyd ksiv. Hocho, chavoyd ksiv, hosom. It says covered someplace else. Chavoyd chachamim yinchoylu. So it goes on agod, which is balu yagod, mitoyach shem darshin. Since they can be big darshonim, people give them kavod. That's pshat. Kvoid chachomim yicholu. The people that give good rushes to the moishchik, people leave. So b'schus there, they'll go ahead and give you back kavod. So b'schus giving tzedakah, you'll be zeichah your kids will have these three midos. Tanya, we learned. Ho yir Rabbi Meir Oimer, yesh loy labal hadin lashivcha. Really, somebody could ask a question. For loy melach, say like this. Im eloi keichem. Oyevanim, if Hashem loves poor people, Anim, Mifnei Ma'ainim Afanasam, how come a Kodesh Baruch himself doesn't take care of them? Oh, Maloi, say back to him, the answer is, Kadesh Nitzel Onu Behen Medina Shegehenim. The reason why Hashem made poor people is for our schus, that we should be able to give the tzedakah and will be freed from Gehenim. Adarabah, the fact we give tzedakah is our own schus. It's for us that we're giving tzedakah, not so much for the Yoni. For the Yoni alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of him. But Hashem wants us to have the schus of giving him tzedakah. And the Zuz Shetel, this is the question that Shoyel Tornos Rufles HaRoshes Rabbi Kiva. It's Roshes Rabbi Kiva. Im Elokeichem Oyevanim, if you're Hashem, if Hashem loves poor people who, Aniyim who, Mifnei Ma'ainim Afarnasam, how come Hashem doesn't feed them? Omolei Seyentet Dak Rabbi Kiva, Kedei Shenitzel Onu Behem Adin Shekhenim. It's for our schus that will be saved from Gehenim. Oh, Malay. So the Rosh said back, Adarab, the opposite. Zusha mechayavtan leGehenim. That by you feeding the poor people, Lechura, you will go to Gehenim. Lechura and Svar is something bad you're doing. Why? He explained himself. Em shalachom mashalom adavadayim. Let me give you an example of what it's like. Lemelech Bosim Adom, Shekoya Salavdoi. A king got angry at one of his servants. The Choshev of Esasurim. And he'll put him in jail, locked him up in jail. The Tzivolov, he gave a degree upon him. Shiloh Lachiloi, Mishalash Koisoi. That nobody should feed this bad servant, and nobody should give him to drink. Now, Beholach Odom Echad, one person went to jail there, and brought him a big bucket of tepsi and a big loaf of bread. The Achilu Vashkeyo. There's a Hurakish Hashama Melech, when the king hears about this, Loi Koyasalov. Shouldn't he get angry? Sechur of Hashem put a punishment upon somebody. He should be poor. So the pshat is, you could think that Hashem wants him to be poor. So if so, you go now and give tzedakah, that's not right. You're going against the will of Hashem. And he said that v'yatzem kriim avodim, you Jews are called avodim. Shenem makili b'nei Yisrael avodim. That you're called avodim. So if so, that was the Rosh's kasha from Akiva. How could you give tzedakah? You're going against the will of Hashem. Oh, my Lord, Akiva answered back and said like this. Let me give you an example to what's going on over here. It's a daima like this. A king got angry at his own son. When he had to lock him up in jail, his son did a crime, so he can't play favoritism, he had to put him in jail. And he had to also, he had to tell everybody, put a degree, nobody could feed him, nobody could give him to drink. He had to do this. And now, one person now goes and like does the king a favor and gives his own son to eat, Vashkel gives him to drink. So when the king hears about this, doesn't the king like send this person a present? In other words, like, you did me a big favor. And of course Hashem wants us to feed another Jew. And we are no kruyim bonim. We Jews are considered bonim. The pasuk says, "Bonim atem Hashem lekechem." We're considered children of Hashem, so we're the bonim of Hashem. Therefore, even though Hashem made somebody poor, of course Hashem wants that another Jew should help him out. All right, turn over. Omar Lois, he said back to them, "Atem kruyim bonim kruyim avodim." What's going on here? Like Jews are called avodim to Hashem, and we're called bonim, which are all children. Sounds like this. When Klal Yisrael does mitzvahs, does the rotten of Hashem, atem kruyim bonim. We're called a ben, we're a son of Hashem. When Klal Yisrael does averus, when we do not do the rotten, we don't do the mitzvahs, then atem kruyim avodim. Now v'yachshuva now, ein atem moisim esayin shemakom. Like right now, the Chura, you Jews are not doing the rotten of Hashem, because right now you're like slaves, like the king, there's Russia, they're ruling over. They're ruling over Klal Yisrael right now. Omaloi said back to him, Arayi, wait a minute, the pasuk says, Haloi poris l'rov lachmecho, ve'aniyah merudim tovi bayis. That means, Eimasai aniyah merudim tovi bayis, hidno. Now, ukom haloi poris l'rov lachmecho, mashm, even now, even at times, when the goyim are after us, that even at times when we're not doing the rotten of Hashem, still the pasuk says there's a mitzvah of poros rov l'rov lachmecho, to give your money over to aniyim. Like we said before, that there's such an inyan, there is a punishment, a person has to lose money. So you're better off giving your money away for tzedakah than just losing your money, letting the goyim come and take it away. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Sholem, that kishem shem is a naisov shel odom k'tzuvim lem Rosh Hashanah. The same way the Gemara says in Beya, exactly how much money you're going to make this year is cut that is made up on Rosh Hashanah. You should know, kach chesroi noisa shalodim kitzuvim lem Rosh Hashanah. Exactly how much money you're going to lose that year, how many deals are going to go down, how much money you're going to lose, is also made up exactly on Rosh Hashanah. It's made up on Rosh Hashanah exactly how much money you have to lose this year. So now it's like this. You have to lose $1,000 this year. So zoch if you're zoicha, if it's good, if you'll be zoicha, smart guy, haloi poros l'rov lachmecho. You know what you do with your money. Give it to tzedakah ready. You're going to lose your money, it's not yours, but you're doing a mitzvah, it's a good investment. You'll only get back more money by giving tzedakah. Loi zoch if you're not zoicha, ve'aniya merudim tovi bayis, that the goyim will come and take away your money. The Gemara says, amaisa, ki ho de b'nei achtei, de Rav Yechon Metzakai, that the nephew of Rav Yechon Metzakai, Chazalu bechilma. Yochanan Mazakai saw in his dream to boy lemechsa shiva meya dinri, that this year he's going to have to lose $700. That's what he saw in his dream. So asinu, So Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki went now, shocking him in Eretz Tzedakah. He made him give a lot of Tzedakah. He made his nephew give a lot of Tzedakah. Poshur Gabayo Shivsa Dinri. He was only missing 17 dinar out of the 700. In other words, he gave 600 and the Chvei said 83. He's missing 17 dinar he didn't give. But the rest he gave to Tzedakah. What happened was, Kimot Mali Yom Kippur, when it came Erev Yom Kippur, Shodu Bekesa. The king sent in a policeman there, Naktinu. He said, listen, you have to pay taxes, you have to give me 17 dinarin. His omlu Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai. Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai said now to his nephew, Loi Titchulun, don't worry now, don't be afraid. Shivsa dinar gabaychu shaklinu minaychu. So as the king men said, you have to pay taxes. The guy gets scared, he doesn't know how much you have to pay, maybe $1 million. So Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai said, don't be worried. All they're going to take away from you now is only $17, that's all. The extra 17 that you didn't give for tzedakah yet. Amrile, so the nephew said to Yochanan Mazakai, Mino Yodas, how do you know that that's how much money they're going to take away from me? Omulus, he said to him like this, Chol mochazoy lechu, I saw a dream about you, that in the dream said you're going to have to lose $700 this year. Therefore I went to you, shtak, and I made you give tzedakah. Omulay, so the nephew said back to Yochanan Mazakai, if so, we are my lawyer Martelon. Like, how come you didn't tell me this? That you saw that I'm going to have to lose $700? Like, and then for sure, I would have given 700. Like, now I only gave 683. If I would have known 700, I would have given 700. Why don't you tell me? Omalus, if Yochanan Mazakai said back, listen, Amino, I thought, Ki Eicha Ditavdu Mitzvah Lishmo. I wanted you to give the Tzedakah Lishmo. If I would tell you that you're going to lose 700 this year, so you might as well give it to Tzedakah, that's not such a big kunst. You won't get such schar for the mitzvah, not called total lishmo. But now that you did not know you didn't lose out the money, stam I was nudging, you give sucker, so the money that you gave is called sucker lishmo. So kitz, it doesn't you straight out for him. That certain money you're going to have to lose anyway. So maybe you might as well give it to tzedakah, you're zoicha 2-1. Otherwise, you get 0. We have Papa have a solek vidarga. We have Papa climbing up the ladder. Ishtemet karya. He tripped or some of the one leg there fell off. His boy Lemaifu is about to fall down. Omri said like this, Hashta Kain, if this would happen, if I really fall down, I can die, is Ichaivu man desanili ke mechale Shabbos l'kiyabdi kachovim. People think, my enemies will think that I was a mechale Shabbos, or I was Eved Avodah Zarah. That's why I got such a mitzvah like this. Rashi is like, Hashta Kain, im nefalti, Ichaivu man desanili kodom shetel kolos v'chaveroi. You have to say, people think, I'm a Mechal Shabbos, I work over Avodah Zarah. And then Lachah is Beskila. And the Yamamar, we learned the Gemara in Ksubis. Mishnah is Chai of Skila. Whoever has is Chi of Skila. So if his man is there, there's no Bezdin. So, Oy Neufum and Agag, either the ownership, he falls off the roof. Oy Chai Adar, so the lion comes in and traps on you. So the kids are here, they fall off the roof, I fall off the ladder, it's like I'm Mechiv and Skila. So, Omalei Chia Barav Midifra Papa. Here Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Papa, you should know, Shema, maybe case happened that only Boli Yodcho, that maybe Noni once came and asked you for money. V'loi Parnasos, and you didn't feed him. And then you have Mechuyiv Skila. The time you learned, you have Yeshua Ben Kocho Oimer, Kol Hamalim Einov Min HaTzedakah, whoever holds back his eyes from giving Tzedakah, is Kilo Oivet Avoy Dezorah. It's not much like you being Oivet Avoy Dezorah. And therefore, maybe you're Mechuyiv Skila. Stiv Hoch, it says over here, Hisham Lucho, Penyia Davim Lavovcho, it says by Avoid Zora Bliyal. Well, Stiv Hoch, it says over there by Tzaka, Yotsu Anoshim Bnei Bliyal. Well, okay, I mean, the first Pasik, Hisham Lucho, Penyia Davim Lavovcho Bliyal, but you don't want to give Tzaka. And then the other Pasik says, by Avoid Zora, Yotsu Anoshim Bnei Bliyal. Malal and Avoid Zora, over there means they worship Avoid Zora, Avkan. By holding back and not giving Tzaka, is also Oive Avoid Zkechov. Therefore, maybe you mechuyiv misataka. Tanya, we learned. Omer Reb Lozer Reb Yosi, called tzedaka v'chesed shayisrael oisim v'yelam azer. All the tzedaka and the chesed that a Jew does in this world, sholem godol upraklitin gedolim ben yisrael avim shabashmayim. You're making a lot of sholem, a lot of peace, and our praklitin, like messengers, are going up to Hashem to make sholem between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi says means Melitza Yosher, Hamelitz Yosher Malchi Asharis, is going up to make Sholem. Shinema the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Al Tovoy Beis Marzeach V'Yatelech Lispoit, V'Yatonet Lehem Ki Yosafti Yeshloimi, Meisam Azeh, Es HaChesed V'Yasarachimim, Chesed Zug Minos Chasomdim, That means people do gemilas chasodim. That's going to make shalom in Shemayim. Rachamim zutzdaka. So kids said, we want to have shalom in this world, we want to have Hashem to have shalom with us. The Yetzer is to give tzedakah and to do gemilas chasodim. Tanya, Reb, you do I know. Gedolot tzedakah, Shemakareva says a gula. Tzedakah is a great thing that it brings close to the Mashiach. Shinem the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Shimru Mishpat Yasu tzedakah, Ki Krov Yishu Asi Lavoi. V'tzikasi Li Golisu. That the more tzedakah you give, that's going to bring the gula shleima. Who are you? I used to say, Asara Dvorim, 10 things, Koshim Nivru Boilim, 10 hot things were created in this world. Har, a mountain, Kosha. Hard mountains, Barzel, Makatkoi. You have a hard mountain, but metal could break it. Barzel, kosher, hard metal, or mafafayo. Or fire could soften it. Or kosher, strong fire, mayim mechabenoise, water puts it out. Mayim kosher, strong water, ovim, soivlim. Oisoi. Well, the clouds could carry it. Ovim koshim, bad clouds, ruach mefarzosim. A wind could blow away the clouds. Ruach kosher, guf sober, the body could take it. Guf kosher, pachat shover, a strong body, but fear could break it. Pachat kosher, yayin afligo, you're very scared, take warning, calm you down. Yayin kosher, shinim afkosa, you get too shikha, sleep, calms it down. O misa, kosher mikulam, but misa is the hardest thing. Nothing calms down misa. And still, utstoka, matelos mena misa. Stoka saves you from that. Tichsil, the pasuk says, utstoka, tatsumim of it. That stoka will save you even from misa. Alright, stop here. He holding that Yudom at Aleph from 10 lines from the bottom. Dorash Reb Tistoi, Reb Yanai. Boyu Arei, come and see, Shaloi Kemides HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mides Bos of Adom. That Hashem's Mides are not like ours, not like Bos of Adom is. Mides Bos of Adom, what's the manner by a regular king, a Bos of Adom, a person? Adom may be a regular person. Adom may be Dorin Godo Lamelech. A person can bring a big king, a big present to the king. But Sofik Mekabla Noisoi Hemenu, you have a doubt, you're not for sure the king will receive the present. Maybe yes, maybe not. Even if you want to say he will accept it, there's a doubt whether you'll be zeicha to see the face of the king or not. Maybe they'll just take the present and send it in, but you won't be able to see it yourself. But Hashem, it's not that way. Adam noisim pruta liyoni. The person gives a pruta for tzedakah to an oni. Zeicha mekabel pnei Hashchina. He's zeicha to receive, to see the pnei Hashem. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Ani b'tzedek eches zeponecha." Like with tzedek, we're giving tzedakah. I'll be zeicha to see Hashem. As bo b'hokis tmunasecha. I'll be satisfied when I wake up from you. Reb Leze yoye pruta liyoni. Reb Leze used to give tzedakah first to an oni. For Hoda Matzli, then he would daven. This brought down Halacha, this is such an Indian, before you daven to give tzedakah. Omri said like this, the Pasuk says, Ani b'tzedek echaz aponecho, that if I give tzedakah, I'll see Hashem. So, when I daven to Hashem, like I want to see Hashem, so therefore first he gave tzedakah. My, what does the end of the Pasuk mean? Asbi abakas v'nasecha, I'll be satisfied when I wake up from you. So Omri Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Eilu Talmidei Chachomim. This goes on Talmidei Chachomim. Like they hold back sleep from the rise in this world, means they're up very late learning. Hashem will satisfy them from him, from his Shekhinah, li'olam habo. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Malva Hashem chonein dal. Like Hashem lends to people that give tzedakah. Whoever is a chonein dal, Rosh Hashanah is a chonein dalim. Whoever lends, gives tzedakah, whoever gives money to the poor, nasa malvul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you're lending money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's malvul Hashem. Like who is lending money to Hashem? Choinin dal, people that give tzedakah. And the Molim Mikra Kosev is not for this pasuk. He actually, we ourselves couldn't say it. Like it's Kavi Yochlas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Eved Loivul Yish Malvul. Like Hashem becomes an Eved to us. It's such a pasuk that a Loivul is an Eved to the Malvul. So when we give tzedakah, it's like we're lending Hashem money, so it's like Hashem is an Eved to us. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, that Rabbi Yechanan, also Rami, some of the gears, Rabbi Yechanan asked for a question. Siv 1 Pasuk says, Lo yoyel hoin b'yoyim evro, utzedakah tatzim amavis. That won't help you money.
at the time of anger, but otzaka, if you gave tzaka, that will help you, that's going to save you from avos. Uksiv, another pasuk says, lo yu'ilu oitzrois rosha, that no matter how much money you have saved up, you the rosh, it won't help you all your money, but otzaka tafsim im avos. But another pasuk says again, another pasuk in Mishlei, but if you give tzaka, that will save you from avos. So, shtei tzaka salolu loma. What do we need like two pesukim? What's the two times tzedakah tatsum imavis? Mashma, there are two different types of tzedakah. So achas, one is shematilasa memisa meshuna. One protects you from not dying of meshuna dikadeth. The achas shematilasa medina shagahenim, and the second one helps you from medina shagahenim. So two different things. Hey, by giving tzedakah, it saves you from all these things. Mamish, giving tzedakah is a tremendous chus. Your mom is lending Hashem the money by giving it to the aniyim. Pashut lending to Hashem means, like, that's what Hashem wants you to do with the money. So, and because of this, Hashem saves you from Gehenna. Now, the more is,